and welcome to No Such Thing as a Bad Movie Podcast. I am April Itmanski, and I'm here today with...
Justin Nicklow!
And Theodore Cunningham.
And today we're talking about Theodore Rex, the Whoopi Goldberg dinosaur movie.
Contractually obligated film? Is that what you're trying
to say? Sorry. I'd be Colin Rex, because everybody's called Rex in this movie.
It also sounds like you're saying, like, call in Rex. Like, Colin, like you're calling someone.
Yeah, no one's ever made that joke about Colin's name before.
No.
I guess not.
Colin.
I'm the first one.
Yep, ever.
It's amazing. I can't believe we captured it here on the podcast recording.
Justin, do people have jokes about your name? Like, this Justin or something?
Yeah, stuff like that. And then I say, I don't like that. Please stop. And then they stop.
Well, I mean, I
the killjoy.
I also have people make jokes about it. Literally, any time I ever mention that my birthday is in April, well, is that why they named you April? It's been happening my whole life. And you know what I say? It would be dumb if I wasn't born in April. Yeah. So there you go.
Wait, so you're saying people who are named April that are not born in April, they're just losers?
They're wrong.
Yeah, they're born in like May. Well, you're not going to call someone like March.
Wait, there's probably some Marches out there, right?
March. I think September? March could be like a boy or a girl name.
Yeah. March, like March.
M-A-R-C-H.
Yeah,
M-A-C.
Yeah. Why not?
R-C-H.
February.
I don't think that's a terrible name. I've never met a February. I mean, there's lots of August. Junes and May.
Yeah. Junes and May.
How come April, June, and August get a pass, but then February's are?
Yeah, and there's no like October Johnson or something, or December, November.
November Jones.
Naming anybody those names. Well, January Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So.
It can't be a real name.
Okay, Theodore.
Looking here, there's women that are called December. It's considered a feminine name.
Oh.
There you go.
Hey, there was that movie we saw. Was it May, December?
May, December. I don't know why it was called that, though.
Oh, it wasn't her. It wasn't the star's name.
I don't think so.
May, December is an expression to mean like young and old.
Oh,
yeah, it's a May, December romance.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
All right, so we're trying to avoid talking about this movie.
Justin,
what have you done? Why did you make us watch this?
I found
this?
It when I was purging my DVDs. I had bought it in New York for $2.99 from Book Off.
I can't believe you transported this across the border.
And I was like, and I like that there's a sticker on it. Sorry, not $2.99. It used to be $5.99. Then there's a sticker over that says $2.50. That's how much I paid for it.
American.
Yeah, so that's like $10 Canadian. Yeah.
Did you declare it when you were like coming over?
I'm coming in with Theodore Rex.
I'm going directly to a
Whoopi
farm.
Goldberg movie? April, you're my age, so when we went to the video store, we saw a lot of Theodore Rex.
Yeah, I definitely recall seeing this cover, and but I never saw this as a kid. But I was thinking today,
why would you watch this?
Well, I was
when you had
I liked
Adventures
dinos.
In Dinosaur City.
Exactly. Well,
a much superior film.
You know how much I hated that. This is much worse. Even though that had a much lower budget.
Yes.
That was way better than this.
It had a lower budget than the $35 million
that is insane to me. But it, like, you can tell watching it, I'm like, this was not a cheap movie.
No. And that doesn't mean it's good in any sense of the word.
No.
But
they just burned a lot of money.
Sets, explosions, fake guns,
it's
costumes.
And what rules about this movie is that it's like basically an independent production too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I was like, it was giving me the Super Mario vibes. Like the
I was shocked looking through the credits that no one worked on Super Mario Brothers.
Wow, that's
maybe
crazy.
They were part of the original cast that left this movie in between pre and production.
Oh yeah, this movie took 6 years.
Crew, rather.
Like a diamond you're cutting away to perfection to get Theodore Rex.
I mean, like if I saw this as a kid, I don't think I would like it, but I could see why maybe me as a child would be like, I want to watch this because I was obsessed with dinosaurs. And I did watch that dinosaurs TV show.
Yeah.
The same person worked on that worked on this.
Yeah. Oh, you would never know other than the fact that all the dinosaurs in this look exactly like the dinosaurs from the TV show Dinosaurs.
But much worse. Like the TV show looked better.
Yeah,
right?
The expressions. As soon as he started talking, it's like his mouth is not even trying to make like the shapes. to form those words.
And like his face is so long. Mm-hmm. Like it makes every scene like a logistical nightmare about,
you know,
where
what else is long?
Move.
His tail. Yeah. I hope there'll be a lot of jokes about that in this movie. Oh, and by that I mean the only joke in the movie.
But it's not even like for jokes, like purposefully. It's like it makes every scene awful. Like Whoopi is like running into the tail all the time, like in like by accident, like it wasn't part of the script.
Yeah, it's always knocking over stuff. It just like drags out every scene. Like,
did you guys
times.
Read the oral history of this that came out 9 years ago?
No, I don't think so.
Any bad movie that we have to do, I always search oral history, and if it's famous enough, there usually is one. Yeah, I think it was paid for by the How Did This Get Made crew.
Oh,
and
that's
it's
right.
really good.
Yeah.
It has like the director, the producer, whose name is like Stefanos Ferrari.
Ferrari. Maybe he's one
unrelated,
of the
Ferrari. Unrelated.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think so.
And he's like a pharmaceutical hair. I can't say it. You know,
air.
Air. Air. Yeah. There we go. You got it. And it was produced, well, originally produced by the guy who did Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Okay. Richard Gilbert Abramson, but he was fired or banned from the set after they sued Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, because Whoopi, I guess, agreed to, but she didn't really agree to. And then they were able to prove in court that she did agree to
it.
Yeah,
what happened was that like she said, we're going to do it. And they moved forward with that oral agreement. Mm-hmm. And then she stopped returning their calls. And they couldn't get her on the line. Finally, they're like, we're suing you. What were they thinking? Like,
I know. Like, honestly, they were just asking for this performance. But then I also read that, like, you know, on set, she was, like, in good spirits. Like, she
was
trying.
She also got paid,
like,
$7 million.
Exactly. Yeah. But they
she
settled.
Asked for, she asked for two,
they settled
$2
million
for
more
extra.
Money. Yeah.
Well, they recorded her agreeing. So she called the producer's house.
Apparently it was an accident.
It went to
voicemail.
Voicemail. And he just picked up the phone at the same time, and he was talking to her while she was being recorded, quote unquote.
And so it caught her going, I'm 100% committed to the project.
Yeah. And like the thing is like all of this like bad stuff happening, you know, behind the scenes. No wonder the movie is so bad. But I mean, like there's movies that have, you know, bad blood going on and
horrible
film sets and then end up being good. But that's not the exception.
Nah, I'm
going
to put it to the feet of writer-director Jonathan Bituel?
Yeah.
Of My Science Project fame?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's apparently terrible.
Yeah, just bad.
And also, this is the worst script I think I've ever read or witnessed.
Well, you read that?
Yeah.
You ordered out the Theodore Rex script to give it a read?
The story makes no sense. It's needlessly complicated. Every line is stupid. And like the characters are poorly thought out. And it just sucks. And I don't think you can make this
work.
Here's
the thing. If I was given a choice to watch this... or The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
Oh.
I think I'd watch Theodore Rex
I'd
again.
Watch Pluto Nash.
I think I would watch this.
Oh, yeah. What?
I think.
I think
like, there's nothing in Adventures of Pluto
I
Nash.
I agree. There is at least things to look at in this, but it's so annoying. That's the audio-wise. Like,
yeah.
And it's because of all this dubbing of the dinosaurs.
What are you talking about? You need to fill every second with just
exactly.
talking. Not
yeah.
even jokes. Just like, hey, I'm walking here.
Yeah,
or like,
just banter.
There's watch out for my
so
tail.
Annoying.
There's a scene where he wakes up in his apartment at the very beginning and he's like getting ready for the day, having a shower and whatnot. He doesn't shut up like
no.
1 second.
No one is there. No. Just talking to himself.
He's talking to himself. Hey, no, I'm brushing my teeth. Da, da, da. Look.
Hey. And there's like a thing where he starts to leave the house and goes, whoop. I need a cookie. And then like a machine cookie. Shoots a cookie into his hand. That's the joke. There's nothing else. That's it.
It's just supposed to be like, look at this world is whimsical, I guess. That's the other thing. I don't understand the world building. It's the future, but all of these sets look like a
carnival.
You
didn't understand when there was a very Dune, David Lynch's Dune-like scroll.
With the not James Earl Jones speaking.
Yeah, once upon a time in the future.
Explaining what happened in the movie. Even though that it's set up as a reveal later on.
Yeah. It's like, let's get it out of the way. And to be fair, I needed that because I could not remember or keep track of what the hell was happening in this movie.
No. And like who like the bad guys are and what the fuck his plan was to make a new
To make a
world.
New Ice Age and then you will get into an arc and survive.
Yeah. So
for what purpose though? I don't
this
know.
Movie, it started the opening scene after the whatever the text.
Oh, very stylish.
It is like, I'm like, am I watching Nightbreed or something?
Oh, no, I thought, am I watching Van Helsing or something like that? Because it was in black and white.
It's like black and white.
It's like black and white has this like Danny Elfman-esque music. yeah, it's like
yeah. I mean, I don't like the music in this, but it wasn't as annoying as like Geely was last week. I mean, that was worse. But what's annoying about this movie is more like the talking and less the music. But the music is still,
it's constant.
It's too much. It's bombast. It's kid movie stuff.
Well, yeah. That's Super Mario Brothers syndrome. That where it's too, like, yeah. Shut up.
Yeah, just keep it going.
Yeah.
We're introduced to Stephen McHattie. I got to say, this movie has like. It has some really heavy hitters. Like the bad guy is like Armin Mueller.
Stephen McHattie.
Heavy hitter.
I like Stephen McHattie.
You got such heavy hitters as Stephen McHattie, Bud Cort from Harold and Maude.
Bud Cort.
Harold Kane.
Richard Roundtree looking like he does not know where he is or what he's doing.
Well, I don't know either.
The sky is dark for all the stars are Theodore Rex.
Armin
Mueller Stahl, that old guy that's German.
Colin said he's an Oscar winner.
He was Oscar nominated. He was Jeffrey Rush's father in Shine.
Yeah, like he has a filmography where he's acted in like 1,000 things, German and like English stuff. Mm. But then you're like, wait, oh yeah, I guess he is in X-Files, the movie, The Peacemaker, Mission to Mars, 13th Floor.
He always plays like a sinister bad guy.
Well, yeah, European bad guy.
I think he was in History, or not History of Violence.
He was
Eastern Promises.
In Eastern Promises, yeah.
Yeah, he was really
I was like, wait,
creepy.
Is this the guy that's like, diplomatic immunity?
No.
Lethal Weapon 2. No, that's
no,
completely
but
different.
But I could see you getting them confused.
He came long after. He has this very deep voice that talks like this. He kind of sounds like Udo Kier a bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's like we couldn't get Udo Kier, so we got this guy.
Can you imagine if Udo Kier was in Theodore Rex?
I would love that.
Very believable.
I'm shocked they didn't like sue him into doing it.
We'll just sue the stars into being in our movie.
Yeah,
that's a perfect. Right, that's right. This actor, the German actor, was a Fassbender guy of Rainer Werner Fassbender in his German films.
Yeah,
but
so
yes,
long
he's in this movie, collecting a paycheck, doing his thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, he gives it his all, man.
So yeah, so we get into this movie, we meet our good friend Theodore, we kind of explain the opening, he walks around his somehow gigantic, barren, and not wacky enough apartment.
Yeah, it
has
looks
to
like,
be that big because he is big.
It's kind of, it looks like very kind of Pee-wee's Playhouse-esque.
Yeah.
But shitty. It's like your parents tell you you're going to Pee-wee's Playhouse, and it's like, even as a child, you know it's wrong. Kind of like the Niagara Falls Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I'm thinking of that like Willy Wonka thing that just happened in the news.
Oh, I was thinking of, have you seen that photo at the Wax Museum with like the gigantic deformed like Bart Simpson?
I think so. Send us a picture of it.
It used to be my profile picture of me like sitting with some, and like Bart's pants are down for some reason.
At Niagara Falls?
Yeah, it's like part of a wax museum.
I mean,
like,
I've been to that wax museum.
That wax museum is so funny where like everyone is kind of off almost as if they can do it so they don't have to pay the rights.
They have those ones of like, it's like, there's nothing funnier to me than searching like bad wax people online. Like there's one of like Face Off. It's like John Travolta and Nicolas Cage.
Oh,
they don't look
I think
in.
That may be from that wax museum.
It's probably, but it's like, or they always do like an Indiana Jones where they just get somebody and they just put like a kind of a fedora on them. And hey, they're Indiana Jones.
Put a whip in his hand.
Or there's the photo I have of the wax museum doesn't have the Bart Simpson who looks like really bad. Oh. But it has me with like the proportions are all off. Homer has tiny legs for some reason. They have the spike problem with Lisa and Maggie that their heads just look like.
Oh boy. Why is Marge wearing a not green? Their clothes are all the wrong color.
Homer's wearing is it an Bart orange Simpson?
Shirt. Yeah, Marge is wearing
I just saw Bart Simpson is gone. Simpson totem expelled from Niagara Falls. I have him.
It looks like I'm posting this.
He looks
picture.
So sad because I know there's a like, photo with me.
But it looks It looks like they've confused Bart with Homer. Like mixed them together. Like the Homer.
Look at Bart. Bart looks like a murderer. He's doing like the Stanley Kubrick eyes.
Yeah, like what the fuck? If you guys want to see
I have another photo of me with him and like his pants are down.
No, it looks like he's stoned or he's about to die.
I have tons of photo from this wax museum.
Oh my
folks,
I have me sitting with Forrest Gump.
If you
want to
see these pictures, check out this episode on YouTube because I will link them. I will put them in the video here. Oh boy.
Forrest Gump, he looks so disgusted.
Yeah, he looks
Mr. T is like behind, like trapped like a zoo animal for some reason.
All right. Our podcast listeners cannot see these pictures unless you're on YouTube right now.
There's like a Jim Carrey there that was really funny.
Colin is weeping with laughter.
Oh, I'm crying. Anyway, another fun thing is just to look up Beatles wax figures.
Endlessly that Peter Jackson video will come up, right?
Oh my God. It just steals from Get
Back. This Jim Carrey is like horrifying. Somebody stop me!
Why are his hands like that?
Okay. It looked like his arm was like broken.
All right, I apologize to our listeners that you cannot see these pictures. Again, please check us out on YouTube to see these pictures.
Okay. Are you guys still alive? You just went silent.
Oh God.
Okay.
No.
I don't know how we got talking about wax figures.
Oh God.
Oh, because I said the Pee-wee set looked like the Niagara Wax Museum version of Pee-wee. That's why.
I'm just thinking of that. Yeah. This that Willy Wonka thing Glasgow.
Did you hear about that, Justin?
Yeah, of course I did. God. Everybody did.
It's really fucking
funny. It's so funny.
Did you see the like the chocolate river, and it's just like a picture of like, like chocolate?
It was a scam.
Taped on the floor.
I think the most impressive thing about that like, parents had Willy Wonka fever and they just went off of a Facebook ad to this like $50 event.
It was like wild. Capitalizing off of the Wonka movie, clearly.
Oh God, it's so funny. But there's just like a printed out
I would love a like Jim Carrey the Ace Ventura experience.
But it would be like take out all the racism.
Actually, there was one at Disney. There was like a live animal show where it was like Ace Ventura with animals.
There's like an Ace Ventura impersonator with animals doing tricks. I would see that.
Would it just be like, but they can't call it that, so it's just like animal
detective. No, they had the rights.
Oh my God.
Disney got the rights. Yeah, in the 90s, Disney like bought all the rights of like the Ninja Turtles and all the stuff with the Disney parks.
Oh my God. I'm just trying to picture like the knockoff scam version that you'd get. It'd be an animal detective.
The animal detective. Maybe. Do you know that Ace Ventura Jr., the live-action movie series, is with Ace Ventura's son?
What? Yeah, I mean, I think Joe covered that on Hats Off, but so, I didn't know there were multiple movies. I thought there was
maybe
just
one. It was he like, died during his first case or something like that.
Was it like Andy Milonakis or whatever his name is?
I don't know
no,
who that
it's not
is.
Andy it's Milonakis. That would have been very funny if it was Andy Milonakis.
Who's that?
Like a 40-year-old man playing Ace Ventura
Jr. Like a little kid. It's like a young Sheldon situation.
God.
Anyway, Theodore Rex's room has to be that big because later they got to fit two dinosaurs in there that are going to spin around. And he has a dog.
Yeah.
Yep, a little dog.
This dinosaur has a dog. Now, when I first heard of this movie...
you were like, I can't wait to watch it.
No, this is what I thought. I legitimately thought that John Travolta did the voice.
Why?
Because Theodore Rex sounds a little bit like John Travolta, at least from what I heard at the time.
You're confusing with a very famous voice actor who's done such things as the voice of Superman in Justice League.
It's true, but I haven't really... I looked through his filmography and I wasn't like, oh yeah, like I watched that. I don't think I saw anything that he's done, but he's done a lot of cartoons and some live action.
Yeah, to be fair, he did John Travolta's voice in the Saturday Night Fever series, the animated series. Saturday Night Fever Jr.
Lots of rape in that. Oh no, they took it out for the cartoons. So.
Yeah, that's right. It's like Rambo doesn't kill anybody in the Rambo cartoon.
Apparently this guy, what's his name? The voice of Rex.
George Newbern.
He was in Saw 6, I think.
Was he really?
I saw it in the credits. I don't think I saw Saw 6.
Justin, you're a huge Saw head. You would know him.
Well, there's so many characters in these movies.
It's
so
true.
Yeah. Well, he did the voice of Sephiroth in Final Fantasy VII, Advent Children.
I now know who Sephiroth is because I watched a video about the new Final Fantasy.
Maybe he was like
4 hours long.
He was Saw's victims, but he was in his like Theodore Rex costume.
I wish.
Sephiroth has this like
oh man,
giant
if Saw was like There's one helper you didn't know was helping me. And then the doors open and it's Theodore Rex. I'd be like, yes.
Wouldn't it be funny if like Theodore Rex showed up in like Space Jam or something? It's like, we got the rights. Remember?
No,
remember
no, Theodore I don't think Rex? It would be funny.
I mean, I'm not watching.
There's Theodore Rex.
Well, yeah. I would laugh.
Yeah, that
Beside,
would be a joke for like
I don't
no
know,
one.
The nuns from The Devils. Ken Russell's The Devil.
Yeah, or maybe they're the nuns from Sister Act. Who could tell?
Right? Wax figure Bart Simpson.
Yeah, he's there.
Oh man,
yeah.
Wax figure Bart Simpson. My favorite version.
He looks so depressed.
Right after Gulf War Bart Simpson.
Yeah, speaking out against the Gulf War.
Oh God.
So what happens?
So okay. We get a cookie shooter.
We haven't talked about Whoopi Goldberg.
Now, when
at
I
all.
Think of like you know action star, you know. Action set pieces. I'm thinking, you know, one of the co-hosts of The View, Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay.
You know
what? Now, it should be said, Whoopi was a 1996.
She was
a little
in
late
movies.
In her run, but she had like headline action movies. Who can forget Jumpin' Jack Flash?
Oh, that's right. Okay. So she was. She could be like a badass
wasn't
cop.
Wasn't there one with her and the mustache guy?
Oh, yeah, the mustache. Tom Selleck?
No.
Armin Mueller-Stahl?
No, the guy from The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I can't think of his name right
God.
Now.
God, Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Was that an action movie?
I think that's
was
Jumpin'
that
like Jack a, Flash.
Oh, is it? Okay, I thought there was another one, but...
Or maybe Fatal Beauty is another one?
That's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah. But yeah. Is he Sam Elliott in that?
I think
yep, Sam Elliott's in that.
Yeah, but yeah. So, obviously, Whoopi Goldberg, she's pulling a Dakota Johnson, and she's acting sarcastically in this, but can you blame her after the years of going through, you know, crap with this? And I don't think she's... I mean, I love Whoopi. I used to watch The View, and I thought she was good on that. And I remember when Top 5, that Chris... Chris Rock movie came out, which I really, really like. It's a rom-com. But he plays it himself, and he had to do a similar movie. Like,
I don't think he plays himself. Yeah, he plays
a Chris Rock like
fictional
character.
Version of himself.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. His character in the movie had to do like a buddy cop movie, I think, with like a giant bear or something. And he came on The View to promote this, and Whoopi is like, "This is based on me, right?" Mm-hmm. And he's like, "No," and she's like, "T-Rex," and he's like, "Yeah." So she doesn't. Well, the movie used to be called T-Rex, so that's probably why. But it was just funny. And also, I'm saying it right now. My favorite thing about this movie, Whoopi Goldberg's outfit. I like the tactical gear. I would wear that as a Halloween costume. No one would know who I was, but I like it.
If you get maybe a significant other dressed up like a giant T-Rex.
Yeah.
Just like knocking over stuff.
No, April, don't put the blackface
on.
Yeah, no,
I was going to say like all the cops, the female cops have this outfit though in the movie, but I like it. It's like very form-fitting. It's kind of sexy, but it's again, like it's tactical. It's like a little bit like leathery, like S&M, a little bit kind of, I don't know, it felt somewhat futuristic. And, you know, dinosaurs aside, there's a lot of costumes in this movie. Like they cared. There's variety.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it definitely didn't look cheap because it's like, there's costumes, all the sets. It's like this sort of post-apocalyptic future, very Super Mario.
But not as good.
I will say Super Mario is better than this.
Yes, I would 100% agree.
And that world, it
but
felt more
the
lived
Super Mario
in.
Brothers animated movie is still under Theodore Rex.
Really?
How dare you?
No. I just wanted a reaction out of April.
Maybe it just needed some clarinet music.
Some take on me.
So now we're introduced to Whoopi's character, her and her partner, or I don't know.
There's a almost Hudson Hawk style action scene in this. Whoopi gets dragged behind a truck.
Yeah. But what happens? Like a garbage truck is like chasing a rollerblader, and then they shoot the rollerblader.
They know the truck is coming because they jump onto it, and she goes through like the plate glass top of the car.
I think that they were transporting a dead body or something, because later they're like, we lost the body because the cops got on us. So they knew that this truck had bad guys.
Well, they shot the guy. They murdered him in this kid's movie. And then the truck drove over him, and then they pulled him up inside the truck.
We have the comedic stylings of Bud Cort for the kids here, who's like, meow, 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 meow.
I don't know who that is, but he was so fucking annoying in this movie. Yes. And all of his henchmen have like sped up voices, like pitched up voices.
All of the stuff in this movie stinks of test screenings that don't work, and them trying to find solutions. The opening crawl, the endless music, mm-hmm. the forced wackiness and endless off-screen jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say I do like probably my favorite thing. I don't know. Stephen McHattie's kind of fun, but the little glowing-eyed like rollerblader people, I kind of like their design. They have annoying Jawa voices.
Yeah, they sound like Jawas.
Yeah, they sound like Jawas.
The design, I guess, is it's different.
There's
know?
Like a kind of truck chase later with Theodore Rex, and then I don't know, like six of them or something, like attack his truck, and I'm, you know, I was like, oh, this would be pretty cool in like a different movie.
Well, these types of characters were in the 90s movies all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
You got
oh,
like
yeah.
the gang and like Batman and Robin.
It's like there's everyone like, was rollerblading.
The splatterpunks and what was that? One of the RoboCop.
RoboCop 3.
Splatterpunks.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised they weren't like graffiti artists as well.
Oh, yeah.
No, they just rented these sets. They can't do anything to them.
Please do not.
They wouldn't get their deposit back. I was reading the production designer or some creative person on the team is like, we got to, you know, plan exactly how to light each section of the movie. So we need to track where the characters are going at what point in the city. And I'm like, boy, you guys got your priorities very wrong
this. You're overthinking this.
Well, at least they cared about something.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what I will say about this movie is that it feels like it's not like an incompetent bad movie. It's like too many people had too many ideas, I guess.
All of them terrible.
Super Mario Brothers movie. There's less ideas than that.
Yeah, I think it's a little there's too much of an empty feeling in this movie.
I agree. The sets feel empty.
Yeah.
My brain felt empty when I watched it.
And at like 93 minutes, it feels endless.
Should we talk about how we watched this movie?
Sure.
So this movie is not available widely. I did see that there's a low-res version on YouTube, but we got our hands on a version of it that looked okay that was part of Joe Bob Briggs's drive-in, what have you.
So was this an old episode or a new episode?
An old one.
Yeah, so it had his intro and...
So he's like, no boobs, no breath, no bodies.
But he really did not like Whoopi Goldberg. He called her Whoopi. I've never seen this man. I don't know who he is. I mean, now I do. But
people love Joe Bob Briggs.
I know. People really love
him. Don't look into his politics, everyone.
Well, the thing is, I don't want to insult anyone listening, but like, it made this movie, which already felt endless, seem much, much longer.
Interminable.
And the way we were watching it, it made it difficult to just skip past it because it kept sliding all over the place. So yeah. I'm like, hey, we have to watch it. And he keeps cutting in and making bad jokes.
I tried. It's like, you know, I do not like the Mystery Science Theater 3000, that type of stuff. I just find it like so non-funny, like just completely not.
It's not my thing
comedy.
Either. Yeah.
Just unfunny.
I didn't grow up with it.
But it's not really MST3K-ish.
No, but like, it's just like, it's just painfully unfunny to watch. I'm like, what,
really bad
what
jokes.
This?
But it's like, are the jokes supposed to be bad? Is that funny?
I don't know.
But anyway,
yes.
Okay.
Well then, success.
But I mean, I'm glad that we got our hands on a good copy of it, but it's just like, I don't know, am I a hypocrite because I'm, you know, I have a bad movie podcast and then
yes.
I'm like, hey mister, stop saying this movie is bad when I'm about to do that on an hour long
also
podcast.
You watch like 4-hour videos about this stuff as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Where people basically do that.
Yes.
Which is why,
like, grandpa, you need to be a little bit more fast-paced when you do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Whoopi, I bet you that's the sound that her parents made when they conceived her.
Yeah, it's like stuff like that. And
it's like, and it's like I got really scared because he started going, her name sounds Jewish. And I'm like, oh my God, is he going to go off?
No.
And I just like, my blood ran cold.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh boy.
But anyway, I know people love him, but
They love him.
Yeah, I think
you're making no friends on this. Only enemies.
I think he's on Shudder now.
It came on Shudder, his new show, but I had no idea who he was because we didn't.
Oh yeah, he's been around forever.
I know. I've never heard of him.
I was confusing him with Joe Don Baker for many years.
Oh man, you thought that like Joe Don Baker came back to Shudder? He's hosting a horror movie.
Like, wow.
Yes, I got these two men confused.
90-year-old Joe Don Baker being like, we're about to watch Sharktopus.
Well, we don't have Shudder because there wasn't enough on there that we were really watching, and the quality was a little low. It was only 720p. I wonder if it's better.
It's probably better now, yeah.
It should be. How dare they not have 1080p in this
game? This episode is brought to you by Shudder.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, we're sitting here saying we don't even pay for it. We don't have
Get one free month.
Yeah.
No, I unsubscribed because we had too many subscriptions going on, and
we
it was just
weren't watching it.
We weren't watching it. Maybe I'll come
back. Well, Theodore Rex was on there. Maybe you could have watched.
I should have. But now there's actually stuff I want to watch, so maybe I'll try it out.
Yeah, again. There's some original movies on there that I would want to watch.
This is reverse marketing that we're doing. Yeah. Here,
so. Yeah. Please give us money.
Subscribe, but I kind of want to get a subscription shut.
Yeah. We could get rid of Paramount Plus.
Now, I didn't ask you guys this question last time we did a dinosaur movie, mm-hmm. when we took an adventure to the city of dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. Do you guys like dinosaurs? Or did you like it when you were a kid?
Well, as a kid, I loved dinos. Now, I'm not too sure, because all the dinosaur movies now are bad.
Yeah.
You know, they're all like the new Jurassic World. I never saw that 65, but I heard not great
things. It's not very good.
I kind of like, I mean, everybody was dino crazy when Jurassic Park came out.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, when the Super Mario movie came out. We saw Yoshi.
Everybody do the dinosaur.
Yeah, that's sort of like, I don't know, it reinvigorated my dino interest. But as a kid, yeah, I wasn't like dinosaur crazy that I can remember.
Oh, I was dino crazy.
But we used to go to the ROM all the time, the museum.
Yeah, like I'd go back to the ROM, that's the museum where we live. I would go back now specifically just to see the dinosaur stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know those dinosaur, like the skeletons that are up in the air? There's only like one real bone in those and everything else is fake.
It's a replica. I heard that years ago. Mm-hmm. It's still pretty cool though.
I always remember.
Like a dagger through my heart.
I know, and I heard that. I remember there used to be this like the giant squid set up at the ROM.
There was a giant squid at the ROM?
Well, when I was a kid, and it used to be the scariest kind of corner. It was kind of tucked into this alcove, and it was like a giant squid.
Life size.
It was like life size, like all done with like paper mache or whatever. But then they'd had like this sort of caustic lighting on it. Like, you know, like the water reflections and stuff.
Well, there's the famous one in New York where it's a squid fighting the whale.
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah. It's in that movie.
Subject, the squid and the whale.
The Noah Baumbach movie.
Oh, there you go.
We had the Nature Museum in Ottawa, which I probably have been to 100 times as a child, to the point that I like slept over with like probably Cub Scouts more than once.
Really? Oh, in the museum?
Yeah, and you could just run around the museum at night before you went to bed too. It ruled.
What?
That's crazy. That's kind of neat, yeah.
I don't know. I should ask my parents how they did that, because like I slept over at like the Nature Museum. I slept over at the, for some reason, I went a lot to the Air Museum in Ottawa, which is very boring. I have no interest in airplanes.
That's like the military like Air Force, you know, whatever.
I watched Fly Away Home before going to sleep one night in the gigantic like dome that they had at that museum.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they have like geese bones everywhere?
They just have like fake geese in the air hanging from wires.
You know, the Flyaway Home guy is based on a real guy.
Bill Lishman.
I went to his house for a Halloween party once.
Really?
That's my claim to fame.
Is it the underground
and, like,
Hobbit?
Did he dress
home?
Like as ducks?
I didn't see him. It was like a huge party with all these young people. I think his son or daughter was hosting it or something.
He kind of famously has a house. He could probably
Anna
find
Paquin?
Yeah, he has like a kind of hobbit home. It's like built into like it's underground.
Oh, cool.
Like he built into a hill for like insulation purposes.
I don't think that's the place I went to, but yeah.
You'd know.
Do people still watch Fly Away Home?
I hope so, because I thought that was really good as a kid. I thought it was a cute little movie, you know?
Yeah, I watched it too much as a kid. It feels like something all the, you know, authority figures got as a free VHS, maybe at McDonald's. So like, yeah, let's watch Fly Away Home.
I remember one of our VHS tapes had a Fly Away Home trailer at the beginning. So I saw that like a million times.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, though.
I remember that. I told you.
I'm looking on Letterboxd right now. People love this movie. Lots of 5 stars.
What, Fly Away Home?
Yeah.
Okay, making sure you're not talking about Theodore Rex.
People love Theodore Rex,
the movie we're
which we said
to
was interminably long, and we haven't even made it 20 minutes into the plot.
I know, but by the way, Colin worked on Fly Away Home, so.
Oh, you did work on, what?
Well, the place that I worked at, Cord, did the geese.
You didn't do it specifically, but
no.
The...
I started like, did I tell you the whole story when I had to go to the taxidermist and get like a goose?
Me, yes.
No. Well, I haven't heard it.
Go get a goose.
Okay, so we were doing a test for Fly Away Home way back in the day, so we were like, do CG geese. So we had to, I think me and one of the owners, Kyle, went to a taxidermist to rent a goose, a stuffed goose, so we could like study it and take pictures of it and like scan it and all this sort of stuff.
You had to go get it after an old man was like, "What day is it? Get me a goose."
It's Christmas day.
And that happens in A Christmas Carol, right?
Yeah, but we went to this old taxidermist and he was this old, like, I don't know, like Yugoslavian guy or something. And then is this really creepy, creepy place. And we're like, can we rent like this thing? And he's like, yeah, sure. So we got out this old goose. And then, you know, no Uber back in the day. So I'm like, oh, we got to find a cab to like take this back to the...
It's a big fucking goose.
Yeah.
I mean, they, taxidermist, like, you're like, wait a minute, that's Armin Mueller Stahl.
They are big.
Yeah, they're huge. So their wingspan was very wide. So we had to like have it in the back, but we're like, oh, we got to call a cab. And then the, the taxidermist turns to my boss and he says, points at me and he says, send the boy to get a cab.
Send the boy.
And then I had to run across the street to like some bus terminal to like get a cab to like drive back.
But back then you were a boy, right?
I was like 20 something.
But he looked like a boy.
But he's
he had
like
butt court syndrome.
Send him, send the boy to get the taxi.
And when you came back, your coworkers were gone and you never saw them again.
Yeah.
They left you at the taxidermy place.
Or they were stuffed and mounted.
So yeah, and then we had this in the office, and then the flyaway home, like production, I think the producer and at the time the DOP, Caleb Deschanel, who's Zoe Deschanel's father.
Oh, cool.
Came to the office and we were like, oh,
well,
shit.
Well, also the father of Mrs. Bones.
The other Deschanel sister. Oh, yeah, that's sister. Right.
But we had to like, we were like panicked, like, oh shit, we can't have this like stuffed goose, like,
why not?
Sitting around the office? I don't know. It looks bad. I think Bill Ishman was coming by and he would just like cry if he saw a stuffed goose.
Oh, right. Because the animal lover is gotcha.
So we had to like stuff it into like William Shatner's office. To...
William Shatner's office that he used all the time.
Yeah.
Why there. Is this goose?
Where he
why
wrote
is
his
this,
tech war book.
Goose in my office.
We had, so it was called Bill's office. But yeah, we'd go in to make private calls because he was never there. Mm. And we had copies of Tech War. And we had the Tech War video game, a copy of that. It was like a
any
first
good?
Person shooter.
No, it's not. I think you showed me footage of
it's
it.
It's pretty
it
terrible.
It was like horrifyingly bad.
Yeah. The Adventures of Jake Cardigan.
Is Tech War a movie that
I
we could review?
I love how the Tech War video game, the box art, William Shatner's face is on it, of course.
Yep.
His name is bigger than the title.
Oh, yeah.
It says William Shatner, Tech War underneath, and he also signed his name just to make that seal of quality.
Yeah.
I would never sign off on something that was crap.
Okay, what else happens in this movie that's worth talking about?
There was a dino murder early on, and that Theodore Rex and the other dinosaurs have psychic links. Don't think about it too much. It doesn't really matter.
They just do. They have
really,
dreams about other dinosaurs.
Doesn't really come up much.
No.
Was it Richard Roundtree teams Whoopi and Theodore Rex up?
Yeah, because they don't want them to find out who murdered the dinosaur. It's not Tim Robbins' guy says that.
Yeah,
he's
that's
evil,
right.
Evil cop. Because they think they're two fuck ups. So Theodore Rex is like a beat cop, and Whoopi is a detective, but she keeps fucking up basically, and she has like a bad reputation on the force.
Yeah, so it's like Armin Mueller-Stahl like created Theodore Rex, and they're like,
yeah, there's a lot of questions that like, yeah, so one guy created all of these dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this one guy, as the opening crawl said, is also evil.
Yeah, yes. It's like, okay, what?
He's
why,
an evil scientist.
Why did he do this?
And now he's like cloning other animals. And I think there's a cloned person at some point that dies.
I think it might be the rollerblader that they
kill. Yeah, the rollerblades. Yeah. They're villains. They have no identity.
Okay. So they're capturing him to, I don't know. I think he maybe escaped from the...
There's just so much stuff in this movie that's like baffling. And it's like... If it could just be quiet for 2 seconds and stop with the lame comedy, maybe I could understand the sci-fi concepts.
Oh, you know that this movie is not popular, that its Wikipedia only has like one small paragraph plot and not the like 10 paragraph plot
like the three ninjas.
Ernest goes to Africa.
No one can get trap.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me, I was trying to find the plot to like summarize it for me because I couldn't.
Yeah, it's not
remember.
Well. Okay, so they go to a nightclub and cue the.
It's not a very fun nightclub.
Well, cue the comparisons to Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Is it the Extinct Species Club?
Yeah, which is like it's similar but so much worse, and it's huge.
It's
these
gigantic.
Spaces have to be so big because these dinosaur puppets are so big. And what did you guys think about the animatronics?
They're good.
They're fine.
Fine.
I also felt about them.
I was
they
laughing.
They look too much like the dinosaurs once.
They do, yeah.
It just makes me like, I wish I was watching dinosaurs.
Not as articulated, though. The mouths. April.
Well, it says they were designed by the guy who did the dinosaurs things, who's also the head of animatronics at the Jim Henson Workshop.
Okay.
But those are much better.
you know, these aren't like terrible, but I was laughing because April was looking up trivia during it. And then she said, the puppeteer said that the Theodore Rex costume stank.
Yeah. He said, well, it smelled really bad.
I mean, all costumes stink. If people don't know that, when you get into one of those.
It's like the rubber and the latex.
It's rubber. You're sweating in it, and there's
nowhere for that sweat to go.
Yeah.
It just like absorbs.
It wasn't the guy in the suit, I think, that was saying that. It was one of the guys who control it. He was outside the suit saying this.
So supposedly on the first day, the suit wasn't working because these things never work. Mm-hmm. Like, they're so complicated. And that Whoopi was like, this better fucking work. And the puppeteer said he was like pissing his pants. That she was like, "You're never gonna work in this town again if this puppet doesn't work."
Wow. I read online that she was like entertaining everybody on set when the puppets didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. With her charades, screaming.
Okay. So it's a terrible, terrible scene. It's like the scene from The Mask, but 10 gillion times worse.
It's,
because I hate this female
dinosaur. It feels like Roger Rabbit, right?
Well, yeah. That they're going for almost. So Roger Rabbit, maybe not The Mask. Mask was, I think, after this.
The film never really deals with like the reality of these dinosaurs living in the human world.
No.
Other than like some lip service, someone going like, what are you, speciesist?
Or speciesist or
they're
something.
They're wearing so many clothes. And I know this is a weird thing to think about, but why are they wearing clothes? Why do they
have huge swinging dicks?
But like they seem to have their own culture, but they also want to blend in with human cultures, who they call soft skins, sounds weirdly sexual.
There's a scene in this where he goes to the police
department. We're hard skins.
But he goes to the police department and there's an entire scene of him changing clothes with this like costume
machine.
Okay, this
is my favorite scene. You're skipping way far ahead.
This scene goes on forever.
You know what it is?
Well, you need to see the dinosaur in an S&M outfit.
You needed a scene where he tries on funny hats. It shows his playful
side. He's not even trying them on. It's just like this morph machine.
I know. It's like a virtual reality thing.
It's like, one could say, The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but also, every time he changes outfits, he has a different accent.
Yeah. Well, he's a comedian.
We also didn't mention, later, he just starts doing, Robin Williams-esque, accents. he does, Jack Nicholson and, Elvis and, a gangster all in a row.
Love it.
What are we doing? I guess it's just, again, it was the style
at
the time.
What are we doing? The exact question I would ask every time Robin Williams would bust out those voices. it's okay when Robin does it, but when a dinosaur does it, April's like, no, thank you.
I'm specious.
Yeah,
I'm
Carol Kane shows up. She's like the Jessica Rabbit, I guess, of this scene.
Yeah.
Just horrible. Just a horrible song.
They should have redesigned this dinosaur because it's essentially
to be sexier.
It's a female version of Theodore Rex, but there's nothing female about her at all. So it's just Theodore Rex in a wig.
She needed huge honkers.
I don't think she has. Does she have hair? No. It's just.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, she should have honkers.
More questions would be asked if she had hair.
Yeah. She's in this ridiculous
Armin Mueller stall. What have you been doing?
I'm sorry.
Fucking the dinosaurs.
I'm sorry, but it's
pretty much clear.
They needed big boobs.
They go to a dino funeral for the dino that died, and it's weird and embarrassing because they're all slamming
their
tails.
They're oh yeah, we make the dino into basically liquid
and
that
then
we fertilize.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't drink it, do they?
No, they
no.
They dump
it
on
the
plants. Yeah.
Okay. There's some kind of weird bio thing going on in this movie.
There's another chase scene and Theodore Rex that's covered in jizz.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
That was when they were attacking the rollerblading scene.
But what was the jizz? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It was like this.
Oh, probably some weird flame retardant thing. So something about this movie is there's not a lot of set pieces, and the only set pieces you do get are very slow truck chases because that's all Theodore can do.
Yeah, he can't really move. There's an argument about how he doesn't use guns because he's a pacifist, but he's a cop, and Whoopi hates him the whole
Sorry.
Movie. And
I'm flipping through the scene where he changes suits, and he's like, he's a Viking, he's a Mexican bandito,
he's like a
like
a Braveheart,
like
a Braveheart Scottish guy.
Again, it's
he's
the
fat bastard.
Oh my god!
I thought he was in S&M gear. I just imagined.
Yeah,
that
he probably
head.
Did. He was a Roman centurion or something at one point.
I think we're just imagining costumes that he was in.
Yeah, or just confusing it with other movies. Okay,
those morphs cost $2 million.
No.
Maybe, oh, dude. Yeah. Morphs are expensive.
They were very expensive, I remember,
back
in the
90s.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm James Cameron. We've developed technology for Theodore Rex. It's going to blow your mind.
Dino morph.
I'm just imagining, you know, that famous intro and he was shooting The Abyss and he was like, it's him underwater and he's like walking towards camera in his suit.
I did not see
like,
that.
The no, and he's like, I'm James Cameron. We're underwater and we're shooting The Abyss. But I'm thinking like that same intro, but he's like, we're working on Theodore Rex and developing technology
I don't think
with ILM.
Even James Cameron could make this movie good.
No. The producer said in an interview, he's like, oh yeah, Theodore Rex, we designed this film in the early 90s, but by 96, everyone had moved to CGI. How horrifying would this movie have been if it had been a CGI Theodore
Rex?
Oh
my God.
At that time.
They do have CGI in it, and it is it does not hold up.
Yeah.
Like some of the cities.
And Butterfly looked okay.
Well, like the cities and that whole like rocket at the end was all CGI, and it's just.
Don't you mean my animated DVD menu on the DVD Theodore Rex?
Yeah, that looked terrible. Also, okay, so we meet the toy maker who is like a weapons maker, but for some reason has puppets, like Puppet Master-esque puppets that talk.
Not enough puppets, in my opinion.
Do you know who did and voiced them?
Yep.
The Kyoto
brother. Yeah,
they're back, baby.
They're pretty fun, and I actually kind of like perked up at the scene. I was like,
I just
this
didn't understand why they were there or what they were.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Don't think this film is silly enough. I think that's a big problem with it.
Yeah.
There's some like whoop like sound effects and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know,
but
when
I
people
want,
fall
like,
down.
I want like dinosaurs doing jobs and stuff like that. Like they never really get into that.
They almost like make this like a Brazil-esque future, but it's just like hinted at. So the world building in this is terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. The set building is fantastic though.
Sure.
They're at the funeral and they're all dancing together. There's a lot of dancing in this.
And then after he takes the girl home and they dance, but it's just like again constant yammering like during this what is supposed to be.
Oh,
this,
look at
like,
me! I'm dancing. Here we go. I'm spinning you around.
I think I'm doing it. I'm doing it now. I'm doing okay because he's supposed to be nervous and they're like
and the
knocking.
Dog is dancing as Budcourt looks on.
Yeah, I mean they're spinning around and it was kind of cute when the dog. Span
what
around.
If the dinosaur had started a relationship with Whoopi Goldberg?
I would be interested.
There was that one at the club that was hitting on her, the Stegosaurus or whatever.
Like sex.
Do you think
pervert.
It's frowned upon dino human relation? Why not?
I don't know.
But just because this sex pervert monster was. Like staring at her and then he shows up later at the end of the movie and he's still doing it. It's like that's supposed to be a joke, I guess.
There's a scene that like stuck with me where the dinosaur, after he dances with Carol Kane, walks toward Whoopi Goldberg and the camera is like dutching he's like she's drunk. I'm like, what is
going
on? No,
I think
on?
It's supposed to be from Theodore's perspective.
His POV.
But
yes,
why?
I
don't know. It just came out of nowhere, and we're like, what is happening?
Yeah, it's very weird. You get, like, these stylistic flourishes, but they're not kind of consistent enough.
Oh! Yeah. I didn't know that the very famous fantasy artist William Stout did work on this movie designing stuff.
Really?
Yeah, have you guys heard of William Stout? I think his art is basically the one that was used in Ralph Bakshi's Wizards.
Oh, shit.
Like, that
no,
style
I didn't know.
I don't
art.
Know.
Yeah.
That seems like somebody you would know, Colin.
I don't know.
It's not something that you see very much in the movie, unfortunately.
No.
Clearly not.
Like, he's big on dinosaurs. He does the dinosaur art all the time.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, well, now you know.
He designed Theodore Rex.
Yeah, he designed Theodore Rex. That looks like they pulled it out of a moldy container that had all the dinosaur costumes in them.
Yeah.
You know, we're making fun of the animatronics, but like if you watch Theodore Rex, like there's so many complicated things going on. His eyebrows are moving, his eyes are moving.
For sure,
his mouth
is moving. I mean, I've seen much, much, much worse.
Yeah, it's
for
not sure, like technically bad.
Adventures in Dinosaur City.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But it also is just when it's insert, it's not even like, you know, Killer Clowns or something where you're like, okay, well, the movie's just okay, but the artistry is like so much, so fun and creative. I don't feel like that in this, and I don't know if it's just because the movie is bad, but I don't. Have any ill will towards what hundreds of you know VFX people who had to work on this, special effects people. I think they said Theodore Rex has like 41 appliances on his face to make him move. So you know it's a lot. They probably had like 10 people to control him.
Oh, I'm sure at least.
So when they're recording the scenes, does it just sound like burr, burr, burr? Is that what it sounds like? Well, poor Whoopi then to have to act.
And if one thing breaks, like his nostrils are flaring for no reason,
oh, God.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I did read a note. It's like in the trivia where it's like most of the actors signed on board thinking that he was going to be computer enhanced with like CGI or something.
That's I don't even know what that could look like.
Yeah,
though.
I know. I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. I mean, it was the 90s,
I think it's just
so
fine.
People didn't really understand CG at that point.
Can we talk about how good the movie looks, though? It looks good.
Transfer?
No, like the light, the cinematography, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, well, it looks better than a lot of movies these days that are just
Do you
like,
know who shot it?
Who?
It was a little cinematographer called David Tattersall, who was George Lucas's guy and shot the prequels.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm.
He must have been in the George Lucas. I'm not familiar with him, but like he shot the Radioland Murders, like tons of episodes of Young Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I think like he pulled, because that's where Rick McCallum came from. It was the Young Indiana Jones. He just sort of. Like,
Rick,
pulled.
Yes, man, McCallum. Whatever you want, George.
Yeah.
And he also shot Death Note, the Netflix film.
Oh, really? God.
Gulliver's Travels, Tooth Fairy, The Day the Earth Stood Still,
Wait, the,
Speed Racer.
The Jack
That's
Black
a great movie.
Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, Nick Cage's next, the Tim Allen Zoom.
Well, I don't think this movie looks great, but it could have been worse.
We were watching like a kind of shitty transfer, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
It was
I don't. Did this get a 4K?
No.
That was
I
a
don't
joke,
think
you,
got a Blu-ray.
You guys. That was a joke.
Well, Tammy and the T-Rex did.
Well, from Vinegar Syndrome, coming soon, a $70 Theodore Rex deluxe Blu-ray.
This movie makes Tammy and the T-Rex look like...
Tammy and the T-Rex is so much fun.
Schindler's List.
Yeah.
That movie, yeah, we did cover it years ago, and yeah, it's terrible, but it's also like, it's silly, it knows like how to play with the humor of like the situation. I mean, it's a guy's brain in a dinosaur body, come on. That movie is fun, and I haven't seen the remaster that has the scenes back
the violence?
In
the, but, it is very
like
violent.
We saw it, we watched it, but it would cut to the really really bad work print footage,
right?
So I
yeah.
think that
they've
restored
it
that.
All
yeah
as they should.
Yeah, that movie's fun. Paul Walker, Denise Richards,
Paul Walker's brain,
Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's.
That's right. Yeah.
So as a villain, and yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Go watch a good movie, guys. Go watch Tammy and the T-Rex from the director of Mac and Me.
Hey. Oh yeah, there you go. Wow, two hits.
Mm. The director of Theodore Rex, you will be shocked to learn, did nothing after this movie came out.
No.
Yeah, I like his quote. He retired and said he didn't like how bad the studio made this movie.
It's yeah,
like,
right.
The studio didn't make it well.
So have
sure
you seen, have you guys seen My Science Project, his other movie?
No, I haven't.
I haven't. I've heard
have
of
not.
It. I
oh,
know it's like a cheesy 80s movie.
It has its fans, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because like, it was a big 80s film.
It kind of like came out around the same time as Real Genius, I think. And I always confused the two of them, the Val Kilmer movie.
Mm-hmm. Wait, My Science Project, is that the one that has a big dinosaur
it has a big
at the
dinosaur,
end of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be curious about it. Just like, you know, again.
Oh, wait.
Throw
I'm looking
it on.
At Letterboxd. I have seen it and I didn't like it.
Uh-oh. I mean, a lot of those movies from that time, like, kind of probably blend together, like you were just saying.
But yeah, it was one of those ones that I just never got around to watching. But yeah. Well, back to this movie, though.
We need to get to the
wrap it up.
Final. I mean, there was an explosion that we passed over.
There was a good, yeah, Stephen McHattie
blows darn
up.
Good. Yeah. I was like, ooh,
he dies
we got explosions in this. I always like a good, real practical explosion.
Stephen McHattie also shoots Theodore Rex, which is great.
Yeah, he shoots him and he goes like,
hoping that he dies, but he does not.
But he does this really funny laugh as he like walks away. He's like,
I think that was him being like, no, I'm out of this movie. Thank God.
That was my last shot.
But yeah, you don't like shoot a giant dinosaur once and be like, work here is done.
He's dead.
Yeah. And then like Whoopi Goldberg, it's kind of like stated that she has like a chip in her brain because she's a future cop.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if you missed that.
I did.
So it malfunctions and that's why she's like paralyzed to the
Yeah, she can't
wall.
Move at the end of the movie.
That's why
shot.
She can't move?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's like so they can like communicate to each other.
I was
other.
Hoping that she would be revealed as a dinosaur.
Ooh, like
there is a series of books and it was also made into a TV show about a dinosaur detective and they were like human skin they can like pull off and then turn into hideous looking CG dinosaurs. Yeah.
What was it called?
I'm going to look up because I had a bunch of the novels.
Dino Dick.
Yeah, I was looking at the Dinosaur Detective. There's a kid series of
Dino
books.
Dick. That would get a lot of people confused about what it's about.
Paul Verhoeven's Dino Dick.
Now I can't find it. There's too many about a dinosaur detective.
Well, I really love Doro Hedoro, which is kind of a dinosaur detective, right? It's a guy with a dinosaur
kind of.
Head.
Oh, there you go. I got it. Anonymous Rex is the movie that you want to watch, the TV movie.
I've heard about that.
I think I've heard of that too. But anyway,
oh,
fine.
God, sorry. 2004. I'm looking at some images here of how do you think they brought those dino humans to life? Hideously.
Lightwave 3D.
Hideous.
Let's see.
All right, we're looking at it now.
Oh, God. Those are terrible.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. It's weird. It's wearing
a suit.
It looks
like something from X-Files.
It looks like something from the old V series from the 80s.
It does.
Yes, but the
very
V series wouldn't be a CGI like head on a...
Here's a guy in a leather jacket with the CGI
okay, well, this one,
Triceratops head.
This one looks much better.
I kind of like the first
one. Oh, yeah, that's
one.
Who wrote it. It was a guy named Eric Garcia. He wrote a bunch of novels that were adapted. Repo Men was one of his. Remember that Jude Law film that shot in Toronto?
Oh, yeah, that's
AKA
right.
The Repossession Mumbo.
No.
He like repossessed organs or something.
Yes.
Repo Men.
I was in Toronto when it was shooting because I remember they were shooting in the subway station.
Not Repo Man. Repo Men.
Repo Men, yes. Mm. And he also wrote Matchstick Men, which was adapted in the Ridley Scott.
I liked film. That movie.
It's all right.
I liked it when it came out. Okay, so the big conclusion we mentioned as the bad guy wants to like create a new ice age and shoot a pod into the air that has like two of every species, I guess, so he can create a new world somewhere or something.
Yeah,
I think he.
It's
okay,
very poorly
so
explained.
I want to have sex with dinosaurs. It's basically
yeah,
the same.
Like, just say that.
I think he's created a serum that he injects into himself and his buddies, and then they're gonna cause an ice age, and they can freeze because he has those fish in like his little dome thing, and he's like, we could freeze these fish, and unfreeze them, and they survive perfectly. So I have a feeling. He wants to cause an ice age, kill everybody, and then reanimate himself and then have the world to himself and then repopulate the earth for some reason. I don't know.
It really makes no sense, people.
I don't know.
So that doesn't happen because Theodore Rex knocks him over with his tail or something. I think that's what happens, right?
Yeah, finally. Pay off to the...
yeah.
We didn't mention, there's like 1,000 knocking things over with
that's not
tail
even
gag.
An exaggeration.
It's just like endless.
Yeah. Endless.
Yeah, in April, I'm like... I think I turned to you and I was just like, this movie just feels like 3 hours. And she's like, I think there's like 30 minutes left. And I'm like, don't check.
I
and
did.
Then you paused it and you're like, well, there's only
30 minutes
there's
left.
Only 19 minutes left. I'm like, that's not too far off from 30.
Yeah, it
makes there so was a mad. Good joke where it's like some rich guy being like, oh, that dinosaur. And he was like holding a plate of food and then he got knocked by the tail. That made me laugh.
Okay.
Yeah. That one was
but
okay.
Then it happened like another 1,000 times.
They do
like,
go
ugh.
To that like really fancy black tie like dinner thing or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Highfalutin
of.
Party, right. But they have like a giant cookie tray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I like that. Like someone being like, 9 banana cream pie. Theodore, whatever you do, don't knock anyone over with your tail.
Oh, it's these priceless crystals.
Anyway, yes. I hate Theodore. I hate him.
And, wait, so you didn't agree with the final thing that you see on screen mm-hmm. is a title card that says, see ya.
Yeah, they do like one of those, outdoor, like, you know, we're going to give a medal to Theodore and
Whoopi
Coltrane.
Goldberg.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg for blah, blah. It's like the last scene in Short Circuit 2, a much better movie, which we should do that. Yeah,
I think maybe Short Circuit 2 is a little problematic more than Theodore Rex.
Maybe, but it's a better movie.
Yeah, but it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Maybe.
It is hilarious.
Fisher Stephen would say that. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, how have we not done Short Circuit 2? That's a Toronto movie through and through.
I know.
Johnny Five being brutally murdered on Queen Street.
I want to find out. Yeah. I want to hunt down where he was murdered.
Oh, I know exactly where that is because it's like a very downtown corner.
Okay,
I know where it is too. I think I can take you. At least if it is where I think it is.
It's by Roy Thompson Hall?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly where it is.
Yeah. Okay.
But in the movie, it makes it look like it's a...
like a dirty alley. Like
a dirty alley somewhere, even though it's like on the major Toronto street.
Anyway, yeah. So the movie Theodore Rex, it
don't
says,
kill
see,
me,
see
please.
Ya. It says, see ya, and the movie's over. And then it's
send
like,
them out laughing. Bwah, bwah, bwah,
bwah, bwah, and the bwah, film bwah. Is dedicated to Lorenzo Ferrari.
Yeah, the producer.
Father.
The father. Yeah.
Oh God. I would love if he was like related to the actual Ferraris, and then in the Michael Mann movie, there was like a whole section.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make a dinosaur movie.
We make the movie in the United States. People love the dinosaur Enzo.
Okay. So as you can tell, I absolutely would not recommend this movie. I mean, maybe if you have little kids and they're obsessed with dinosaurs and you can like give them headphones.
There is 100 other things you can watch before you give Theodore Rex a spin.
Yeah. I agree. This movie is terrible.
What about Avatar?
Adventures in Dinosaur City.
Yeah, there you go.
Dinosaur City. Again, as much as I hated that, that had so many better fun things. The thing about that movie is that there were good human characters, and this doesn't really have that. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg's
Adventures in Dinosaur City has that amazing poster art of the dinosaurs in leather jackets and sunglasses back to back with their arms crossed.
I mean, that's enough to get you to...
Isn't the kid giving a high five to one of them?
I thought he was doing like the finger gun or something. Yeah, I forget.
The poster for Theodore Rex sucks. It's just like Theodore Rex holding a inserted Whoopi Goldberg in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I was right. They're standing back to back. Arms crossed, but one of the dinosaurs is giving a kid a high five.
But the Whoopi
and the tagline is "Gimme Claw."
Whoopi Goldberg is also smiling in her poster, which she never does in the movie. I mean, maybe no, a couple
not really.
She's angry, and
you can feel the laser sight on her head, forcing her to continue making the movie.
Yeah.
The judge of this film gets a creative consultant credit. The judge
in the court
basically
case.
To make the movie.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Did he really?
I would probably check out that oral history. Like this is a movie where the backstory is more interesting than the movie itself.
Yeah, big time.
Like the movie itself is just bad. It's not fun. It's boring and it's annoying. There is some artistry on display, and it's sometimes a movie with a big budget is more a bad movie is more interesting than a micro no budget movie where they didn't care or they're trying but it's just like embarrassing. I mean, I like all kinds, but sometimes a big budget movie can be interesting, but this one was just hard.
Colin,
hard
did
to
you
watch
the credits? Because like there's some effects companies here. Fantasy 2 Film Effects.
Oh yeah,
wasn't that a big company?
It
wasn't
was
that James Cameron.
It was Gene Warren.
Gene Warren Jr. It says here
they did a lot of miniatures. They did all the
okay.
miniature stuff, like the Future War stuff and like the Terminator films.
Yeah, that's right. Because I knew I'd seen their names in a James Cameron. And then I think the other one was D-Rez. Do you know that company?
D-Rez, I don't know. I wasn't familiar with a lot of the CGI companies. They kind of lumped the two together, so it was like CGI and miniatures.
Right.
Oh yeah, but like Gene Warren, those guys are fucking amazing.
So this movie is not streaming anywhere right now. It's very unavailable. They want to take Theodore Rex away from you.
Away from you. You've got to go to a used DVD store and buy it for $2.50.
Yeah, or I'm pretty sure that it's on YouTube for free in a blown up copy. So that's it. That's the movie.
Watch it with Joe Bob.
Watch it with Joe Bob, apparently.
Is it on like archive.org?
That's not where we saw it, but I'm sure it's out there somewhere. So if you want to email the podcast, we're at nosuchthingasabadmovie@gmail.com, and we're on Twitter and Instagram at nosuchthingpod, and consider supporting us on Patreon. We're at patreon.com/nosuchthingasabadmovie. We have hundreds and hundreds of mini episodes that we have recorded on new movies and other various things. We've got commentary tracks in there. We've got Q&As. There's a lot of great stuff. We would really appreciate if you supported us. Every 2 weeks, if you're at the $5 level, you get a bonus ep. And
do you guys want us to be like stamps.com? Or, are you having trouble getting an erection? Well, Bluetooth.
It's true. I mean, I could look into us getting ads, but I kind of like that we're ad free. I feel like people appreciate that. So that's why we have to have a Patreon. The episode we just recorded is on the Netflix Avatar The Last Airbender series. So wouldn't you like to know what we have to say about that? I had a lot to say. if you can imagine.
It's literally April's favorite thing of all time, the original Avatar.
That's right.
Not joking.
It's true. And if you want to find me, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at April at Mansky. Oh, also, we have a YouTube channel, as I mentioned before. So if you want to listen to us on there or see pictures of things we're laughing at, check us out on YouTube. It's just No Such Thing as a Bad Movie.
Oh, do you actually put them into the videos?
Yeah, she does now.
Yeah,
that's great.
Well, we have to because we've got so many visual references these days. So people need to see them.
You can follow me at DeClouX, DeClouX, or Justin DeClou on whatever social media application you like to use. I'm there.
LinkedIn.
I'm in your house right now. The voice is not coming through the earphones. It's actually from your closet.
You can follow me on Twitter. I'm Sergeant Zima, SGTZIMA.
And that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. I hope you didn't mind that we didn't talk too much about the movie, but you know what? That happens. And you know what I say? Gimme Claw.
Did you say, you know what? That happened. I'm going to say that more often. Sorry.
So that happened.
Yeah.
I'm April.
Oh, no. It's 2005 again.
I'm April Mansky.
I'm Justin DeClou.
I'm Colin Cunningham.
And remember, there's no such thing as a bad movie.
Man, Colin Clawingham is right there.
Clawingham. I don't know. Clawingham. It has to be Rex. Clawingham.
Yeah,
Rex.
It's got to be Rex.